Farmers and other water users are encouraged to sign up for workshops across BC to prepare for a potential drought this year. The workshops organized by the provincial government are held in 30 communities across BC, mainly in all regions of the interior and Vancouver Island, with some in the lower mainland. The first workshop happened on February 2 in Duncan as part of the Island Agriculture Show, with workshops depending on location running through February and March into early April. Government is billing the workshops as part of efforts to help farmers prepare for drought and understand water management decisions. This comes against the backdrop of figures from the River Forecast Center that show snowpack levels well below seasonal norms following BC's worst drought in memory and unseasonably warm January temperatures. Related. BC's snowpack 44% below normal on heels of worst drought in recent memory. Workshops fall into two categories: those that help producers manage water during times of scarcity, and THOST detailing available financial supports. The province, the federal government, regional districts, municipalities, and First Nations share responsibility in responding to drought. Last year, the provincial government initiated its Drought and Water Scarcity Response Plan in April 2023, setting the stage for the local plans. Related. Westwold farmers irate, fear crops will be lost as fish protection order cuts off water. Related. Okanagan drought rating heats up to highest, level 5. Related. Stranded fish due to low creeks turns up Armstrong water restrictions. Related. Difficult days, BC may be facing worst wildfire conditions of the summer. Measures to conserve water vary. They include the issuance of so-called temporary protection orders under the Water Sustainability Act in watersheds where fish populations or aquatic ecosystems are at risk. Last year, the provincial government issued 4 TPOs, including the Lower Salmon River east of Westwold and the Bisset Creek watershed northeast of Lumbee on August 15, where drought put trout and salmon stocks at risk. Both the Lower Salmon River and Bisset Creek feed into Shuswap Lake near Salmon Arm. Government also issued TPOs for the Solom River and its tributaries and Coxella River and its tributaries on Vancouver Island. On August 17, 28 out of 34 basins in BC were at the worst or second worst drought rating. Local reactions to the TPOs were less than understanding, especially in Westwold, a farming community between Kamloops and Vernon. Forage crop farmers in Westwold were unable to irrigate until at least September 30, prompting heated, anti-government reactions at a community meeting on September 2. The coming workshops can be read as an attempt to prevent such reactions by explaining its process and also draw attention to available resources in the case of drought. With files from Brendan Shikora.